Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Sylvain Charlebois joining us now. Good to have you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you always seem to get a lot. I like watching your Twitter, Sylvain, because not only do you not give two figs, but a lot of people just come at you, right? Like, it's, you don't care. It's good.
I do not. No. Yeah. I have a job. I'm an academic. I'm a tenured faculty, but I feel that my job is to make sure that people are aware. And, of course, sometimes I do provide an opinion on issues, but some people may actually like my opinion and some people may not. But at the end of the day, my job is to look at the data.
Yeah.
And the data will actually give you all the answers you need. And some people choose not to look at the data. They only go with their gut feel, and their gut feel, well, will trick them, but they don't care. They'll just go after different experts,
right?
Based on feelings. Right. No, that's not my game.
Yeah, no, that's good. We'll take the game here. But the concern you had, and certainly people are looking for deals at grocery stores, and grocery stores are obviously going to look like they're providing deals to be had. What's the concern then if they're selling, let's say, beef, some of it fresh and some of it mixed in with frozen? What was your concern, and is this breaking any rules?
No, it's actually common practice. So this picture was shared with me. It was someone actually in the Ottawa region that decided to send this picture to me. It was taken in a grocery store in the Ottawa area, and so she allowed me to share this picture on X, but she didn't want her name to be released. So I respected that.
Yeah.
What I did find intriguing about the picture is that the grocer actually put out a sign, a big sign, informing the public that products would actually contain frozen and fresh meat. That particular information is typically on labels, so it's not new.
Right.
But I do wonder why the grocer decided to actually put up a sign, like a big sign, because
mm-hmm.
I knew that people would react to it, and clearly the last couple of days people are reacting to it for sure.
Right. So my guess is they've got old stock of beef and they don't want to waste it, right? And then they can put in some of the fresh stuff and then they can mark it down. That would be the obvious thing.
That's basically it, yeah.
But how old is the beef?
They will not thaw meat and then refreeze it for sure. And this is not something that the CFI will recommend to anyone to do. You do not want to do that. What's really interesting with food safety is that sometimes from one country to another, you will actually see different practices. So in Canada, the CFI is pretty clear about that. If you actually thaw meat, you shouldn't be refreezing it. In the United States, regulations are more loose, if you will. They don't necessarily discourage it as much as here in Canada, which is really interesting. I mean, Canada is known to be absolutely risk averse when it comes to food safety. And that's why I've always believed that food safety standards in Canada are one of the highest in the world, because people are absolutely concerned about food safety.
Well, and they should. I mean, like, we have pretty good standards in this country, but you don't want to get food poisoning, and you don't want to get cut corners. I think I'm a little surprised that it was a practice. Not that it would necessarily turn me off particularly of buying something. I mean, as long as it's safe. But again, it will concern some people. And what are the other tactics then, Sylvain, that the grocery stores will do to make a product go longer and faster by using old stuff? Or is this one area that they are known to do it?
Well, I mean, for in terms of making sure that shelf lives are is extended, irradiation is new. It was actually approved, I think it was 3-4 years ago. And irradiation will actually eliminate all pathogens in a product, and you can actually extend the shelf life of some meat product, which is really helpful, and while making sure that the product remains safe. It took a long time before the CFIA was comfortable allowing grocers and manufacturers to irradiate meat, because people think, well, my goodness, irradiation, that's not good. Well, it's actually quite efficient to reduce risks for a lot of different products. We've been irradiating spices, potatoes for many, many years. Now meat is being irradiated, so that certainly is helping. To be honest, when you look at foodborne illness data in Canada, we're actually doing very well. Not a whole lot of people do get sick. We do expect that there are about 4 million people who get sick every year, and that number hasn't really gone up in recent years. However, and we're coming out of it with a report tomorrow, we are wondering whether higher food prices has actually compelled many Canadians to just take on more risk at home, because they just couldn't afford to waste food, so they just decided to actually eat certain products. So we're coming out with a new report on that tomorrow.
We'll keep our eye for that, certainly. Or if they're just cutting so much of the healthy stuff out, you know, again, the crappier food you eat, the more you deal with health issues, right?
Oh, people are absolutely trading down. So I'm not surprised to see people concerned about grocers, boycotts are being organized, things like that. When you look at the data, people are absolutely being clobbered by food prices and food affordability. It's just not easy for a lot of people out there.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You know, they'll blame someone. They've got Loblaws locked in.
Absolutely.
So other than you, they'll come at Loblaws, right? Loblaws is now responding.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Loblaws has responded to that advertisement saying, you know, steal from Loblaws Day on May 12th, and saying, oh, this is dangerous and irresponsible.
With boycott movements, I mean, people can boycott, and that's fine. It's up to them to decide. But what's happening right now is that these groups are attracting thugs and anarchists within their ranks, and these people are out of control. And my guess is that those signs that were put up in Loblaw stores came from some of these people.
Yeah. And by the way, it's illegal. You can't promote illegal events. And so I'm not sure where this will go, and I don't know what... if anything, grocery stores or Loblaws, which has become like just because of politicians, they've just become the punching bag, right? It's
I know.
Yeah. So we'll see.
I believe. I mean, 4 years ago, grocers, food manufacturers, farmers, they were all heroes.
Yeah.
Clerks as well. Now they're zeros. I do hope one day people will remember that the food industry is an important industry, and yes, they're there to make a profit, but there's no such thing as excess profit. The margins have actually remained the same, and they offer us some really good quality food at an affordable price.
Yeah.
Food inflation has been one of the lowest in the world in Canada the last 2 years. One of the lowest of all nations around the world.
Well, no one will be happy either which way. I'm out of time, but I will thank you for yours, and we'll keep an eye for that report.
Take care.